This is Brian Cambria with this news for the KVNF listening area, Monday, November 19th, 2012. The fight to lease parts of the North Fork Valley for oil and gas leasing is back on. On Friday, the Bureau of Land Management announced that it plans to offer 20 parcels covering about 21,000 acres near Paonia, Hotchkiss, and Crawford at its oil and gas lease sale in February. Nearly 30,000 acres were proposed for leasing last December, but were deferred earlier this year after a widespread, heated response from the North Fork community. The BLM received nearly 3,000 comment letters last winter and says it recognized it needed to do more analysis of the parcels. The agency now says that its environmental assessments, released Friday, reflects that analysis. The announcement started a 30-day protest period. Based on their environmental review, the BLM may choose to offer all of the nominated parcels for sale, offer some of the parcels for sale, or not offer any. The Colorado BLM state director will make the final decision. On Friday, local environmental groups immediately declared their opposition to the lease proposal. The Enfria Wizirk Conservation Center said that the agency should defer these North Fork parcels until they complete a more thorough land use analysis, which is pending. In a release, Citizens for a Healthy Community Director Jim Ramey said, quote, "Our community pulled together to fight the lease sale earlier this year, and we will pull together again. We have business owners, sportsmen, farmers, and other citizens all on the same page on this. Leasing these lands is inappropriate and incompatible with today's North Fork Valley." In other oil and gas news, in what should perhaps be called the "now you see it, now you don't" category, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the man who ran Delta Petroleum when an unnamed executive there allegedly fed insider trading information to a close friend has stepped down from leadership of another energy company. Roger A. Parker retired as chief executive officer, chairman, and a director of Denver-based Recovery Energy Incorporated, according to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing last week. This month, Recovery Energy announced losses of $12.8 million for the year to date. The now-defunct Denver-based Delta owned oil and gas interests centered in the Colburn area. As KVNF reported in October, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI indicted Michael Van Gilder, a Denver insurance executive, for illegally conducting stock transactions based on confidential information provided by a Delta executive in late 2007. The executive wasn't identified, but a Department of Justice spokesman has said an investigation into the matter continues. A DOJ news release and the indictment suggest the executive was a top Delta official. Was it Parker? The Sentinel reports Parker became head of Recovery Energy in 2009. Van Gilder and Van Gilder Insurance Company were among owners of Recovery Energy shares to be offered for sale when the company went public. It also said Van Gilder Insurance was the landlord for Recovery's executive offices. Van Gilder Insurance also had insured certain Delta operations. The Denver Post has reported that Parker and Van Gilder are involved with some of the same community organizations and are said to interact socially. Delta Petroleum eventually went into bankruptcy. This summer, it completed a reorganization plan, changed its name to Par Petroleum Corporation, and entered into a joint venture with Laramie Energy II, in which they pooled their assets in Mesa and Garfield counties. Recovery Energy didn't elaborate on Parker's departure last week. In a news release regarding new management appointments, it made just one reference to him by last name only. KVNF will bring you more on this story when and if it becomes available. A Colorado congresswoman is moving to support the newly legalized use of recreational marijuana in the state. The Denver Post reports that Democratic U.S. Representative Diane DeJet introduced bipartisan legislation Friday that aims to protect Colorado and Washington from being overrun by the federal government on this issue. The Post reports that the legislation, called Respect States and Citizens' Rights Act seeks to exempt states where voters have legalized pot from the Federal Controlled Substance Act provision on marijuana. The Post reports that even Republican Representative Mike Kaufman of Aurora, a staunch opponent of Amendment 64, supports the bill. Also on Friday, a coalition of lawmakers sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, urging him to respect the new voter-approved marijuana laws in Colorado and Washington. Last Thursday, Denver prosecutors said they will no longer charge those 21 and older for carrying less than an ounce of marijuana, and will review current cases that fit under the language of Amendment 64. Boulder County District Attorney Stan Garnett also announced his office will dismiss any pending cases that deal with less than an ounce of marijuana. The Montrose County Commissioners have announced the five final candidates for the county manager job. Current county manager Jesse Smith is retiring at the end of the year. According to the county, the finalists were selected from a group of 40 applicants for the position. They will be invited to a community reception next Wednesday, November 28th, at the Montrose Pavilion from 6:30 until 9 p.m., and it's open to the public. The reception will allow the public to meet each candidate, listen to a brief presentation about their backgrounds, and give their input. The county says that the public forms will be reviewed by the interview panel and weighed as part of the decision process. The final candidate will be selected soon and announced to the community in early to mid-December. Resumes from each candidate are available at the Montrose County website. Most Coloradans traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday will go by car. According to AAA Colorado, roughly 1 in 7 state residents will travel at least 50 miles to spend the holiday weekend with friends or family. The Denver Post reports that according to AAA's survey, 45% of people said they would travel Wednesday, returning Sunday and Monday. Warm, dry weather is forecast across the state this week, but drivers should be prepared for the high volume of cars on the road during the holiday. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.